Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, and today I am sharing true paranormal stories from the web. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media, ways to donate, and other ways to contact me, at the podcast page, and that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's SALSIDO paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. And just a quick reminder, there will not be a stream on Thursday morning, Wednesday night. There will be a show that will be recorded at that time, and then it will be out at some point on Thursday morning. So it's going to be the monthly roundtable show. So looking forward to that, and I think that covers everything for now. Thank you all for being here and listening, whether you listen live on the stream or to the YouTube or podcast feeds. And we have something else, another big announcement coming up at some point here, and I will make that as soon as I can. So let's see here, let me get to the stories. We have three stories that I didn't get to the other day, and so I'll start with those and we'll go from there. This one says, "This is a short post because I only saw the spirit as I was leaving work. I walked past the last room that had the lights off, and I'd left the door open so the floor could dry quicker, but as I passed, I noticed a woman sitting at the desk of a computer with all the lights off, and the computer screen was off too. Her hair was tied back in a very neat bun, and I said, 'Not today,' to myself, and got the heck out of there." And that's where that story ends. I'm wondering if that was some kind of residual image, the way the figure wasn't really moving or reacting to the computer or anything there. It could have even been, I've heard about this in different stories, people that are maybe thinking about work. I'm wondering if the writer is some kind of a maintenance or janitorial worker, and maybe they don't know all the people that are there. So I wonder if it was just one of the usual workers somehow thinking a lot about some of the work they had done or they had to do, somehow just manifesting or appearing in that chair, in that desk, by that desk. Of course, it's possible it could be a spirit, as the writer says, but still really a neat sighting there. I don't blame the writer for heading out, but yeah, a neat story. Like I said, a quick one, but I wonder how many of these sightings that are just so quick happen where people don't even notice because they just figure it's someone in a room or walking down the street or whatever, and then they're just gone, but the person doesn't notice because they don't turn to look again. But anyway, just a quick one to get started off for today. And moving on to the next one here. So this one says, "When I was around 9 years old, my friend and I were playing outside our school. There was an event going on, and it already was dark outside. We ran around, and to understand what happened next, you need to understand the layout of the schoolyard. It was a big square yard with high bushes opposite of the school walls. It was just a straight line where kids could run and hide. There was space for about two people standing next to each other between the bushes and the fence to pavement. Every 10 meters or so, there was an opening into the space between bush and fence. So my friend and I were running around, and then we disappeared into the bushes, laughing. We walked behind the bushes. Like I said, only a straight line was possible behind the bushes. And we kind of stopped and looked straight ahead. There was a bus stop, the one I used for 8 years when I became 10. It was about 15 to 20 meters away from us. There was a woman looking straight ahead, but we only saw her right side of her profile. She had a white dress on. I couldn't see any feet. She just hovered there. I didn't see any features. She was more like a smudge. And that's what I thought it was, just my eyes playing tricks on me. Until I looked at my friend, staring also at her. We both kind of looked at each other, confused. And then, scaring the life out of me, this smudge turned her head around, looked at us, and came closer at an alarming speed. We both screamed and ran outside the bushes to the middle of the yard, trying to catch our breath. I asked her what she saw, thinking maybe I just startled her and caused her to scream because I screamed. To my horror, she described the same thing I saw. Us being stupid 9-year-olds, we started laughing. Me always being the one stirring things up, I suggested going back and checking out if she was still there. My laughing stopped when I went back behind the bushes and spotted her standing at the bus stop again. And yet again, she slowly looked at us and came closer. This time, we screamed and ran back inside the school to our parents. I remember not telling anyone anything because I knew they wouldn't believe me. I've only told the story to a handful of people. I lost contact with this friend, but I wish I could talk to her and ask her if she remembers this day as clearly as I do. So that's where the story ends. At first when you read that, it sounds it sounds terrifying in a way, but also I wonder, could it be that these kids, they caught the attention of whoever this was, and she didn't like being watched from behind by a couple of kids from behind the bushes, and she wasn't going to do anything, but she was just sort of heading towards the kids to make a point, like, stop watching me. And then when they did it again, she did the same thing again. Either that, or she wanted to communicate with them, but of course they were too frightened. But I just get the feeling that it was someone that was waiting there for some reason, or standing there for some reason, wasn't expecting anyone else to be around, and maybe didn't care for people watching. The smudge description is amazing. You hear about that with some apparitions, some figures. They don't appear to have a lot of details, and it's hard to say why or how that works. But yeah, an amazing story there. I'm glad that nothing else really happened. I wonder how many other kids, if any other kids ever saw that figure there. That'd be something amazing to try to find out. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that story for sure, except just that feeling that maybe it was someone that didn't really like being watched, and I was just letting them know that. So, hard to say. I think in a lot of cases, you know, if people see something strange, they don't think of whatever they're seeing as being sentient in the same way as they are. Not that that's an automatic judgment against anyone, just if you see something weird and it doesn't appear to be a normal person, I could see, and if they're just staying there, I could see someone maybe thinking that's just an image somehow. That's just either an illusion or just an image that we're seeing, or a residual sort of just if anyone were to see something like that and maybe think of it as a residual energy, as in a sort of a playback of previous events, they might think there's no one there, really, just the image of someone. But in that case, it does sound like there could have been someone there. So, but anyway, just some thoughts. And I think with that, I can head to the next story here. So, let's see here. This one says, I'm looking for advice or some answers as to why this has happened. My mom's house has always been weird. Noises in the night, things moving. One of the notable ones was my sister was using a graphics pen, and she left it on the coffee table while she went to the restroom. She came downstairs, and it was gone, the pen. Her and my mom searched high and low for it with no luck. Then about 5 hours later, it appeared on the kitchen countertop. It was not there before, as my mom prepared dinner, and she would have 100% noticed it. We all had a laugh about it and made jokes about Mom's haunted house. Flash forward to today, where I got a panic call from my mom saying her mirror had disappeared. For context, she has a pretty big round mirror where she does her makeup, and it sits next to the bed on some decorative boxes. It's huge and pretty heavy. She said that she did her makeup in it and left for work, as usual. Came back home for lunch and realized the mirror had completely disappeared. She looked everywhere, but could not find it. It's also big enough to be very hard to miss. She checked on her Ring doorbell, so automatic camera, and no one had been in the house, and all the doors were still locked. What would cause this? We've never had a terrible feeling in the house, but this time it feels different. And that's where that story ends. To me, that is, that suggests a lot of energy to do that, to have an entire mirror go missing. Although I wonder if with mirrors possibly being sort of known for having paranormal activity focused on them because of the way they reflect light and everything, and then energy interacts different with them and all of that, things that I'm not qualified to try to describe. But you hear about stories about people seeing apparitions in mirrors, but then turning around and there's no one there. You hear about just all different kinds of weird stories revolving around mirrors, but this is the first time I've ever heard a story about one actually disappearing. And of course, the writer points out that the their mom tried to figure out if it could have been stolen. Doesn't sound like it. I mean, I guess it's impossible to completely rule it out, but just going with the possible paranormal side of this, that is quite an object to vanish like that. Usually when you hear about objects going vanishing and reappearing, it's smaller things like remotes or just smaller little things, candles, sometimes just any random object. But this is just, that's quite the escalation there. And I don't know how that would work, but I would be curious to know if it ever comes back, and what shape it's in, if it's good as it was when it left. I don't know. I've never heard of a story with something that big disappearing like that. So, let's see here. Let's get to this next story here. And then I think we'll see. This might be it for the night. Had a couple longer ones here. So this one says, I'm reaching out because of an event that happened last night. I need help figuring out what my mother and I saw. I moved to Minnesota about 6 months ago. It's a pretty cold state. More or less, I love it here. It's very peaceful. And when it snows, it's really beautiful. However, my image of Minnesota was changed last night. My mom, my stepfather, and I were all sitting down watching a movie in the living room. As the movie was about to end, and we paused it because my mom wanted to go outside and smoke, and I had to use the restroom. Oh, okay. Once I got back from using the restroom, I went and sat down with my stepfather. A few seconds later, my mom opens the patio door and yells for us to get out there. We rush outside, and she tells us that she started hearing the noise of something big walking in the snow. When she started to look around for where the noise was coming from, about 40 feet away was a white trailer. She said that when she looked over there, she saw something with red eyes staring at her. She said that it looked like a really big dog. At first, my stepdad said that it was probably a coyote. Then I started to think on how my mom heard a coyote walking in the snow 40 or 50 feet away. I realized that it had to have been something very big. I've always been one to believe in paranormal things. My mother, not so much. We looked around for a bit longer, and then we went back inside. A few hours later, I left my room to go grab a soda so I could continue playing video games. After the whole event, I've had this unshakable feeling. So I decided to just look outside to reassure myself that she was seeing things. As my eyes scanned the edge of the woods, I didn't really see anything. I took a deep breath and grabbed the soda and closed the fridge. As I closed the door, I glimpsed out the window and froze. Sure enough, I saw a pair of red eyes peering at me through the trees. I couldn't see much because of how dark it was. It was around 3 a.m., but I know what I saw. I saw something that I've never seen before. Those red eyes went right through me. Then, as quick as I had seen them, they disappeared. What did I see? And that's where that story ends. And I don't know what they saw. Sounds like both the mother and the writer saw something and had red eyes. Seemed to be a good size if it was making enough sound for where, speaking of sound, there goes my heater, for it to be heard walking around that far away. Some kind of a dog. I wonder, the mom never described if it was on 2 feet or four. That's something I'd like to know. And then I guess the writer didn't see any features of it to be able to tell that much. Although, if she was seeing the eyes in the woods from the house, I guess the question is the house raised up at all off of the ground? The way some houses have the top portion of, like, the basement sticking up above ground to where they have the windows that go down into the basement. It doesn't say again, so hard to know, but... And again, I wonder, when the eyes vanished for the writer, was it a movement of them turning away, or was it just they were just gone? Sort of like a teleporting, vanishing thing. So I don't know, but weird sighting there. So, I think I have time for just one more quick one. Let me look at this. Yeah, I'll try this one. This one says, I was 18 years old, a long time ago. My grandfather had passed suddenly the week before. He had not been ill, but he was actually very healthy, but he was nearly 100 years old. It was about a week after this funeral, and I was sitting on the floor in the front living room we only used when we had company over. Otherwise, we used a much more comfortable family room in the back of the house. I sat on the floor, close to the couch, the sofa, flipping through a book. I was the only one in the room. Out of the stereotypical corner of my eye, I saw or sensed a shadow figure. This is hard to explain, but it was between the sofa and a wall. The spaces between those two items was no more than 4 inches. I perceived this human-like figure to be leaning over the sofa, reading over my shoulder. I also felt like it was a two-dimensional shadow. So I guess imagine a black cardboard human-shaped cutout, but bent at the waist to look over my shoulder. It seems like a detailed description, but there's no way I saw it for more than just a few seconds. I did a double take, and it was gone. I was more surprised than scared. As I turned back towards my book, I saw the shadow move quickly down the far wall and through a closed door to a hallway. I never got up to look in the hall. I also never encountered the figure again. And I'm wondering if they're... That's the end of the story. I'm wondering if they're equating that with their grandfather that had passed, or just something completely separate. Hard to know there either way. But, and I'm also wondering what book they were reading. That's something I'm curious about as well. But, or if it was some kind of like a photo album of the family. But, hard to know. So, that's all I have time for today. Thank you all for being here and listening. I'll be back tomorrow with paranormal news on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care, everyone.